This would make a stony heart lament that men should be so wild and insolent. They will proceed in their unlawful trade, though many still are sad examples made. They'll rob and will defraud men of their due, not fearing anything that will ensue. And in a piteous course of life run on, contrary to the law of God and man. Thus do they work their wits both night and day, still to contrive how they may work their prey. Their wills are working to a base intent, but yet at last too late they may repent. When people by their care doth something save, they'll rob them of their lives for what they have. This is the highest act of villainy, their guiltless blood it will for vengeance cry. Alas that any murder should lie hid from true discovery, the Lord forbid. Though they commit it ne'er so secretly, they cannot hide from God's all-seeing eye. Last April the 20th day at night, those villains did commit a sad exploit. Three criminals together they agreed, and did commit a murder there indeed. The widow Fairbank, as it's known full well, she in a cellar all alone did dwell, to whom those villains went without delay, and of her life and goods they made their prey. They with a handkerchief did stop her breath, they also broke her neck, thus wrought her death. They robbed her and then away they fled, and leaving of her murdered on the bed. At length it seems one coming down that night, where they beheld this sad and dismal sight. Undoubtedly it did them much surprise to see this sudden change before their eyes. Those criminals made their escape away that night to Westminster without delay. Then Richard Jones, Charles Tooley, and John Wise, among them they did share that fatal prize. Next day they were in a most woeful case, their very conscience flying in their face. When Jones and Tooley thought of what they'd done, they were possessed with fear and forced to run. But Wise was taken and in prison cast, and Tooley's Wise returned again at last. Then all their villainy was open laid by what her husband on his deathbed said. Thus we may see how murders are found out, by what strange means it may be brought about. For God, who is the righteous judge of all, such criminals he will to justice call. Wise was arraigned in process of time, and was found guilty of this cruel crime. He then received sentence for to die, the just reward of this his cruelty. Now this may grieve some hundreds for to see, that he deserved to die so shamefully. Oh, that his death may now a warning be to every one of high or low degree. All you that sees or hears my fatal end, observe my words to you, a dying friend. In evil courses never take delight, it is the ready road to ruin quite. I do repent that e'er I run astray, I might have lived many a happy day. My wicked life has hastened death more soon, and now my morning sun goes down at noon.